Stay tuned, all you drunk Packer fans, because the Bears-Packers showdown is coming up next. Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the dwarf cave, not a creature was stirring, not even drunk Packer Dave. The shot glasses were lined up on the bar with care, in hopes that Jack Daniels soon would be there. The Packer fans were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of Super Bowls danced in their heads. Dave was passed out, still wearing his cap. Boy, the bathroom floor sure is a funny place for a nap. When out on the driveway, there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my car to see what was the matter. Not far away, I heard a funny sound. Probably more of Packer Dave's vomit hitting the ground. The moon shone over the litter of beer cans, next to Packer Dave's garbage, untouched by human hands. But what to my glazed eyes should appear but a big-ass beer truck and a drunk little reindeer. With a little clipboard and some old game film, I knew in a moment it must be Coach Holmgren. More rapid than safeties, his course they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Budweiser. Now Lineys, now Amstel, and Beck's, on Miller, on Heine, on Old Style, and Dos X. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the street the prancing and pawing of each little cleat. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney the coach came with a bound. He was dressed in green and gold from his head to his toes, in a warm starter jacket with a big green Packer logo. 6 cases of beer he had strapped to his back, and just for good measure, 2 bottles of Jack. Dave's cheeks were so rosy, his dimples, how merry! His stomach was empty, and he smelled like bad sherry. His little weasel mouth was drawn up so cute, and under Packer Dave's chin, some dried leftover puke. The coach found a bottle of Vicodin in Dave's shoe. He said, "You know, there's someone who needs this a lot more than you." The coach had a broad face and a big round belly that shook when he laughed like the San Fernando Valley. And there was the weasel passed out on the floor. Mike almost tripped over him as he came through the door. A tug on his ear and a twist of his head, you know, just to make sure Packer Dave wasn't dead. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work. He filled all the shot glasses and then turned to the jerk and laying a finger inside his nose and giving a flick. Up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his beer truck and gave the team a whiffle. And away they flew like a Brett Favre missile. But I heard him exclaim, "Hey, Weasel, don't you know? After 5 or 6 drinks, please, Packer Dave, just say no."
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Much of what you hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life.
This is the Bears-Packers Showdown with Packer Dave, Len Ackerman, and Steve Cohn in the Bears Den, and Sports Radio Nightly's sports director, Bob Greenberg. And now, the Bears-Packers Showdown.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to that juicy welt on the radio broadcasting body. This is the Bears-Packers Showdown, and I am Packer Dave, along with Len Ackerman and Steve Cohn. And the Packers beat up on the Minnesota Vikings on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. Yes, thank you, everybody. 38-10. The Vikings didn't look so good, and the Bears dropped their last game of the season, finishing at 7-9, exactly what I predicted, a mediocre year for a mediocre team, and they'll probably make some mediocre moves in the offseason. And now, my friend Len here, I know, Len, you had a hard time last week with the show.
I want to be nice.
I want to be nice.
What's this? Jack. Old time charcoal mellow. Oh, Tennessee whiskey.
That's good.
Yeah, this is yours.
That's right.
There you go.
I haven't hit that yet, but it's coming quick. Len,
what's this? Oh, your chaser.
Right, exactly.
MGD, very good.
Genuine draft and Jack Daniels.
There you go.
Packer
there you go, Dave. Yeah. Let me set you up the right way. Whoa. Well, don't knock over the whiskey.
Hold the bottle. Okay.
That's important.
yeah, that was good. Anyway, I was a little hard on Len last week. And I'm just asking, Len, Bob and I have made an agreement that we'll be nice to you if you're nice to us. What do you say?
Forget it.
No?
I have no problem with you, Dave.
No?
Sure, we have no problem.
Okay.
Continue. So let's march on here. listeners eagerly waiting your words
waiting?
Of wisdom.
Waiting?
Yeah, waiting.
Okay, so you don't mind.
Like in a pool, what?
Okay, you don't mind. Okay, that's okay. And irritating, very entertaining.
The only thing I mind
tonight.
Is your shirt. It's so loud. Packer green and gold. My eyes are bleeding.
That's right.
Terrible.
Gift from my folks.
Where'd you steal that?
got it from my folks as I went to the motherland.
Yeah, and they
for
bought
the
it
Roosh
from the
reunion.
Guy who's being sued up in Green Bay for selling all that unlicensed stuff. He's been shoveling out the back door.
Yeah, it was the Roosh annual Christmas get-together. Uh-huh. And it was a very pleasant experience.
Would you
right
first
there
all
in New Holstein.
You first all got together, went to the neighbors, tried to steal some chickens. And what'd you do? Break into the liquor store.
Very funny one.
Not funny, but documented. I got the police report right here. documented fact.
Bob Greenberg had a nice interview with Jim Hunter from CBS Radio Sports.
Ooh.
Jim Hunter does all the hat. If you would know about football, you'd know about Jim
Dave,
Hunter.
Dave, the only program I listen to is Sunday Packerland. I want to win a tractor. I want one of those Packer-backer tractors they're giving away.
You listen to Max and Jim.
Yeah, Magoo and his
and
sidekick.
You could win a tractor. But we'll be back with Bob and that interview with Jim Hunter and more. The Packers hosting the playoffs all the way through and marching onward to the Super Bowl. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Bears-Packers Showdown.
Did your parents have any children that live?
I need help. I need help. I need help.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Hi, this is Ahmad Rashad and Packer Dave. You know nothing about football because if you did, you'd be Viking Dave.
I do know this, that the Packers took care of the Vikings at Lambeau. And it wasn't even pretty. You know, I thought the Vikings were going to put on a much better show than that. But this guy, Brad Johnson, $15 million.
You're really in your heyday, aren't you?
Signs for big money. What does he do? Goes out and racks up one touchdown at Lambeau.
Well, you're
right after his big contract.
Your moment is here, Packer Dave. Enjoy it.
And now to discuss this and more, let's go to Sports Radio Nightly Sports Director Bob Greenberg. How you doing tonight, Bob?
Good, Packer Dave. How are you?
All right, doing all right. You don't talk a little bit more. Let's see how you sound.
Do I sound all right now?
You sound pretty much normal. Clear your throat once.
Okay,
spit
that
it out.
Sound better.
Spit it out.
Well, you know, still fighting this cold. Can't shake it.
No, just spit the phlegm out. Is what I was.
Here, Dave.
Spit.
Catch it.
Spit.
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
By the way, Packer Dave, I do want to be nice to Len in the Christmas spirit, so I got a letter from Paula at Ackerman's, and I'm not going to read it.
Who is Paula at Ackerman's?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I guess she's the owner of Ackerman's in Appleton. She sent Len a Christmas card.
She sent Len a Christmas card?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. But yeah. Is this going anywhere, Bob?
Well, no? she says that the tub of food will arrive at his house Christmas Eve day.
All right. Very nice. Very generous. That's nice.
I think you should just bring it down the chimney, Bob.
Should we just move on from here?
All right. Well, I did have a chance, as you mentioned.
Wait. Don't go into that interview yet.
Oh, all right.
Let's just hold on here. Now, let's ask our Bears fan, Steve and Len. Now that the season's complete, the mediocrity has been proven again. 7-9. What do the Bears do? And, Bob, you can chime in. What do the Bears do in the offseason to maybe get to 500?
I'd like to say something about Alonzo Spellman. What the heck is going through that guy's head?
What are you talking about
specifically? What an idiot. Did you hear what he said after the game?
No.
About Tampa Bay?
What?
That they're a terrible team. You know, any team that can score on the Bears 34 unanswered points, they're really bad, right?
They beat them.
What's the matter with that guy?
Smack.
Of course, you know, he's on my hit list for Christmas. With Mr. McCaskey up at the top. Of course, now that Ron Turner's gone, I guess one of my wishes has been answered. The coach, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Oh, by the way, Steve, did you hear the possibility of Ditka maybe going to Detroit? That's interesting. Do you hear about that, Bob?
You know, I heard another story as far as the Detroit job is concerned.
What?
William Henry Clay Ford Sr. says if Wayne Fonts fires all of his assistants, he can stay.
Oh, wow. Carry what, the water bucket?
Who said that?
William Henry Clay Ford Sr., the owner of the Lions.
Good.
Who said that?
According to Hubbard.
Good, you guys are sharp.
Who said that?
You guys are sharp.
Who said that?
Thank you.
Len?
Yeah.
You know what? Carl Simpson didn't play very good after getting that $2 million contract this
What's
week.
What's your name,
Of course,
buddy?
You know, he's one of the few people, not only
You're
is
so
it,
ugly,
did he
you
get
can
the
be
big...
a modern art masterpiece.
Do you mind?
What's going
Do
on?
Do you mind, Mr. Idiot? Your timing, of course, is bad as usual.
Damn it.
Keep your fingers and your nose where they belong. Thank you.
Excellent.
This man not only got the big money, but he got a guaranteed contract. Do you know what that means? Who gets a guaranteed contract in football? Maybe a Troy Aikman. Maybe Dan Marino deserves one.
Who got a guaranteed contract?
Mr. Simpson.
Carl Simpson.
Right. And he better...
Who?
He better be able to earn... Well, I'm so disgusted, I don't know what to say. I really don't. What a terrible... Steve?
It's a pleasure to be here, Len.
Thanks.
I want to thank you, everyone, for letting me come in here tonight and talk about the... Another horrible, horrible season.
Terrible.
But it was interesting, Len, you mentioned Christmas. And it was nice being here and seeing. Dave is almost all the Christmas stories rolled right into one. He's got the red nose.
Oh, come on.
The white liver. The eggnog breath. The green brain and the blue.
Look at that shirt.
Jeans.
Oh, wow. Now, what is that? That's about $40 worth.
I got a 20. Dave. Dave, I'm sorry I was late. I was at the Blackhawk game, and I saw the Hawks playing against Philadelphia.
Is that what you feel?
And Craig Hartsburg has Dennis Savard out there against Eric Lindros. Does that pretty much explain the problem with Chicago sports? Bob? I direct that at one. You no one has better contacts in the hockey world than you, Bob.
Does he know more about hockey or baseball?
I'll tell you what. At least the Wolves win and the Blackhawks just keep losing for the most part.
Is that what you feel?
Hey, why are we talking about hockey?
Well, let's talk a little bit. I actually caught some of the Packer game today on the radio.
Good.
And who are those guys? What
Max
are their names?
Max Magoo and Larry McCarron.
I got to agree with you, Dave. Those guys got to go. Every single time. It's a great pass from Favre. And a great catch from Rizin. It's either a great catch or a great pass.
Steve, did you hear their biggest complaint? Because now the Packers have home field advantage. They can't go to different cities and eat out in fancy restaurants.
Who said that?
Ooh-ha. Boy, they have a lot
that
to look forward.
That was Len Ackerman who said that.
They have a lot to look forward up to in the little village of Green Bay.
They have right. a lot
Those
to look
guys.
Forward
Cold
up to.
Cold chili and warm beer.
What are they looking forward up to?
Nothing. Mr.
He said it.
Mr. Packer boy.
You know, now that they have home field advantage, Packer Dave.
Look at that.
It is.
Dave.
It's one of those
Well, there's
Christmas
one
gifts.
Nice thing you can say about Dave at all times. There's one nice thing you can always say about him.
I don't,
he's smarter.
Can't think of a thing.
He's smarter than he looks. Wow, we're really, it's much. Not even 25 minutes or into the show. We're really getting our money's worth.
I've got 20.
Wow. All right. Excellent. That was about three
looks
of
like
them.
His hairline receded about another 5 inches.
Oh, boy. Dave's hair.
You do look better this week, I must admit.
Dave's hair.
I think you're getting, the whiskey's
same.
Starting to pickle you.
I look the same.
Dave's hair.
I know what it is.
I'm flipping. Wait,
he took a bath. That's it. The Packers won. He took a bath.
Oh, Dave's a
you guys
mess.
Are good.
Great.
You guys are good.
Isn't he? Can think of this, Len.
What's that?
Think of if Dave leads the evolution of mankind, how mankind's going to turn out.
We would have never gotten this far, that's
well,
for sure.
We'll all have cork for lips. Spending so much time around that bottle.
All right. This is all right. You have the applause here, by the way.
Wait, can we start the tape over? Wait. Let's start the tape. Can we start the tape
hey,
over?
What
yeah,
tape?
The tape.
We
let's just start it
show.
Over. Let's start
we
it over. Wait, let's start this segment over, right, Dave?
You're fired.
Start this segment over, because we have high standards here.
You're fired.
We wouldn't think about taping a program in
yeah,
area.
Yeah, right.
You are a disgusting fat body.
That's Len Ackerman. All right,
he's
Bob,
got more alibis than the Swiss, Dave.
We did
every
show
time
live,
you talk to him, he's, I had no decision, that's not my department. He's like the Swiss in World War II. You know, they can't, no, we're neutral.
I went to his school where he graduated as an alibiologist, right. See, you're supposed to say that with me, timing, delivery, and all that.
You're really sharp,
you're
Dave.
A week late every time,
always.
Dave. How does it feel
and
to
no
be
one knows
a
what
week
you're talking about.
Late?
All right, Bob. Now, Len wanted to discuss more about the Bears. I know that they've got a three-person decision committee there between McCaskey and
Wait. I'd like to say another thing. What about Shane Matthews?
Stumbling.
What's terrible.
You
terrible.
Think it was terrible?
Yes, I did.
You want to know something that's the most motivative I've seen the offense in a long time? At least
motivative?
He's out there and trying, and I think he'd be a lot better than Kramer.
Trying?
You know what the Hubster said?
Hubster?
Said,
what
yeah,
is that, your pal? The Hubster? What are
well,
you guys hanging together?
He said on the post-game the show today that Shane Matthews played his last down for the Bears today.
Oh.
That he will be somewhere else next year.
And what are the Bears going to do about getting a quarterback?
Kramer.
No.
Rick Meyer.
Forget Kramer. He'll never, if he plays, he'll never walk
Jeff
again.
Jeff George.
And actually,
Jeff George.
I don't know.
That's the only guy who could step in here and actually throw some touchdown passes. Did you see Craig today? Did you see the ball fall out of his hand at the 3-yard line, Bob?
I saw it on the
Yes,
Bob,
I saw that,
Did
Steve,
you see
yes.
that?
Yes, I did.
Ridiculous.
But hey. I thought the key play of the game in the Bear game
I mean, last
was
week.
Carl right. Williams' 88-yard punt return.
How's your Saturday night going, Len?
I'm having a great time.
All right, sorry, Bob.
There's no place I'd rather be on a Saturday night.
Than on the NBA.
Hanging out with Packer Dave.
Well,
you know, I could be at home with my wife or who knows doing what, but, of course, I'd rather spend Saturday night with Packer
well,
Dave.
Merry
and now, Steve,
Christmas
you know we're
going to
have
too,
to paint
Len.
This car
right.
for Christmas. Since the Packers have won, we got to get the golden green paint out and redecorate. We're going to have to do the cave for them.
Let's face it, Bob. The Packers are going to the Super Bowl. You got two playoff games right at Lambeau Field, the bye week. It's going to be tough to beat the Packers.
I've got a question for you, Packer Dave.
Sure.
What would happen if San Francisco comes into Green Bay and beats the Packers? How would you ever live it down?
Yeah.
It's not going to work out that way.
Right.
Dallas and San Francisco are going to have to play, and the Packers are going to host one of the teams. Two playoff games, win-win, into the Super Bowl.
Oh, win-win. It's going to be that easy.
It sure
right.
is.
Yeah.
You
got a better chance.
Packers don't lose at Lambeau.
You got a better chance of Leon Lett doing the New York Times crossword puzzle. Then you'll be all right, buddy.
Oh, good. All right.
Let me tell you something. You got a better chance of Marge Schott replacing Demi Moore in Striptease 2. You predicting the winner. There's a one number five. Here we go. You got a better chance of Margaret Thatcher taking a job as a table dancer than you being right about the playoffs. Okay, I got.
You have a better chance of
more.
Princess Diana doing the Macarena than you being right about those Packers.
Better yet, you have better chance than Bob doing the Macarena.
No, Len will do
I'd
it
like
for you
that.
Right there in the studio.
Bob.
We've got the music ready for the Packarena.
You do?
The Packarena?
No, I don't.
What
no.
about your song there, Bob?
No, I don't have a God. Song tonight.
Oh, you don't have that?
Thank
you
God.
Don't have that ready? You got the Jim Hunter thing ready to go.
Yes, I have the Jim Hunter thing ready.
All right, well, we'll listen to that when we come back. We will be back after this. You are listening to the Bears Packers Showdown. Packers rule.
Nothing says I love you, I'm thinking about you, or I miss you like a beautiful bouquet of fresh flowers from ProFlowers.com. Flowers are a festive way to dress up a birthday, holiday, or anniversary. Plus, prices start at $19.99 and include a free vase. Every bouquet is guaranteed to last at least 7 days. To send a thoughtful bouquet, go to ProFlowers.com/radio. And to receive this special offer, enter code MELLOW. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, code MELLOW.
Chris Berman from ESPN. Hey, Packer Dave, I know you know about the frozen tundra, but about the rest of football, you're a little boning up, eh?
I've been boning up, checking out the rest of the NFL, and I see that the Packers have the best record in the NFC, that the team that has a better record, the Denver Broncos, was pounded by the Packers when they came to Lambeau Field. I saw the Vikings take it on the chin, 38-10 in the last week of the season. And all I want is the Dallas Cowboys at Lambeau Field, about 20 degrees below zero in January. It'll be great. What do you think, Len?
I think you're going to be surprised. I wouldn't be counting my chickens before those eggs hatch.
And here to
little fella.
And here to discuss this and more, here comes through the door, is the producer of the Bears, Packers Showdown.
Kid.
What?
Kid.
What?
Kid.
What?
Last week,
this is
I get a call.
Steve?
I get a call from Pack-a-Dave. Len's all upset.
Right.
Len's having a problem with me.
Soap opera.
He's not doing the show.
Right.
I told him, don't worry about Len. Len's an enigma.
An enigma.
That's a mystery. That's cloaked in obscurity. And for Len, topped with two slices of crispy bacon and a big slab of cheese. Because he's a big lop of cholesterol. Look at him. How can a guy, you look at his legs.
Right.
135, 140-pound man.
Right.
Go up 6 inches. Gut. Pow! 405. How do you get it to stay all in the center like that?
It's tricky.
What concentration? Hold on. Here we go. Right in the gut. How do you do that? It's amazing, Len. You're just incredible.
Is this supposed to be funny?
It is. Go.
Is it funny?
Yes.
Is it okay?
Yes.
The only person that's laughing is Dave.
The only person that ever laughs is Dave.
I know.
You drunk little bum. Look at him. Look at him. Three sheets to the wind
with
his new little pack of shirts.
Nice.
Who got it for you?
Yeah. Mom. Oh, Mom and Dad gave it to him.
They got it on a closeout at Farm and Fleet.
Fleet
actually,
Farm.
I think it actually
two
flew
of them,
over
schmuck.
Lambeau Field for a week. Didn't it fly over Lambeau Field?
Now, look.
Look at that.
I want Len involved.
I will.
Don't make him mad like last week.
Sorry.
Dork Boy comes to me and he's crying. I got to pay him when he doesn't sit there.
Yeah.
I told him to put in a per word
score. He's going
to
pay me.
That would be good. He wouldn't get paid a lot then.
And now we're repeating the words. Not the same. Pack-a-Dave Dwarf doesn't count. He's got to come up with something new every week.
Okay.
And that's impossible.
Okay.
Now get it together.
Okay.
Get it together.
All right, there we go.
Boy, what a source.
I thought he was going to say, I want the show better. And I want. Now, he was funny before the show. I mean, when he was rehearsing that bit.
The only time
that
he's
was
funny
good.
Is when you and him are getting drunk together and you're by yourself. Naked.
Okay.
I'll tell you about Scott. He's so slick, he could sell himself to cannibals and be out of the pot before it starts boiling.
All right, Bob. Now, we got Jim Hunter queued up. Do you guys want to do this now? This is 10 minutes of Bob interviewing a guy.
No.
Steve,
I got to talk to Bob.
Did you hear the unemployed sportscasters last night?
I heard it.
No, I didn't hear it.
Steve, you missed me hitting golf balls.
Wait, Bob, I thought you quit last week.
No, we returned.
Actually,
yes.
I did run into your leader, the cooker.
He's going to host the Home Improvement
at the Bulls
show.
Game. And, yeah, he told me that.
He
good,
is.
Good move.
It is.
You guys are really working
cheap. He's talented.
And well, talented.
He did tell me that you did kiss and make up.
Yeah, well, yes, on the show Saturday night.
Bob.
He said you flowers.
Yeah.
He told
Bob.
Me.
Yeah.
Bob,
yes,
I heard you mention Hub. I heard you mention Hub earlier.
Yes.
I read in the paper last week that Hub Arkish and Dan Hampton hadn't decided if they were going to join the Bears broadcast team on WMAQ. Did you read that?
Who said they were invited?
No, they
Who
were invited.
That?
They were contemplating moving over.
Who said that?
Well, here, let me tell you. I don't know. I was right. But I heard, I've got a feeling that if those guys don't take the job, going over to MAQ, the next thing they're going to be broadcasting is going to be, welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order, please?
I don't know.
Why don't we go back to the written jokes?
No, that was a bad one.
Give it the buzzer.
Joke
buzzer.
For you, Steve?
No.
You're fired.
Sorry.
No, actually, Bob, I'm glad the Bears lost because I want them to feel miserable all offseason, just like we feel. There's only a handful of those guys who we want back. Is that
Damn
right,
it.
Bob?
Oh, I think you're right, Steve, 100%. They did not play well in this final game of the year.
Who do you want back?
I think the only thing it did was move them up in the
Raymond Harris.
In the draft.
How about Rashawn Slater?
A couple moves, right?
No.
Am I right, Bob?
No.
To number nine?
No, Raymond's a free agent. He's gone, Bob. They're going to keep Rashawn Green.
That's terrible.
Tony Carter.
The only guy who had heart on the team. The only guy on the offense that did anything the last day.
Oh, they're going to let him go.
They might be able to sign him, Steve.
No, let him all go. Let the kicker go. Let the quarterbacks
that are doing
well. They
signed the kicker already. That's the one guy they signed.
I'm talking about.
Dope.
You're talking about
Kevin Butler.
Oh.
Come on. Right. Give me a break.
Yeah, you know.
Get rid of quarterbacks
that
are doing
tonight.
Well with other teams. Get rid of anybody that has any ounce of talent. And let's keep the McCaskey boys there.
Oh, the McCaskey regime.
What does he care? He'll keep filling the stadium with...
No, there are a lot of no-shows.
It
doesn't matter. The tickets are sold.
That's true.
Yeah.
He got the money, but the people don't show.
Well, you know, the people...
Everybody wins.
Bob, Steve, the only time it's going to start to hurt him is when the TV revenues are going to be cut off.
They're never going to be cut off,
Yes, they will. No. When they can't sell out a game. And fans, if you're listening... Protest. That's the only ways they can get away with it.
Fat chance.
Yeah,
that's inappropriate.
I heard a lot of people talking about the Bears today and what they
have
to do.
Don't go to those games. It happened with the White Sox. Look what Reinsdorf had to go out and buy some players.
Good Who said that?
And you know, that's what I wanted to ask you, Steve. Finally. If you want Jeff George to play for the Bears, you're going to have another bad boy in Chicago.
Well, you know, there's
Who's
a lot
the first
of
one,
there.
Bob?
Albert Bell.
Albert Bell is a
Dennis
sweet,
Rodman.
Young, kind, young man. He's charitable. He's well-mannered. He's well-groomed. I'm glad he's with the White Sox.
Is that what you
feel? He's a good guy. Yeah.
Bob. What about Dennis Rodman, Len?
Dennis Rodman, it's all a sham. Smoke and mirrors, Bob. He's really very mild-mannered, and it's all money. It's a gimmick.
You guys
My
party?
Butt.
Yeah, you guys right. party?
Hey, oh, shut up.
Heavy.
Shut Woo. Up.
Heavy, Dave.
Yes, Steve.
Bob, you hear a lot of this comments Jeez. About the Bears nowadays, and everyone's finally realizing that there has to be a GM. But I think the lack of the GMs really it's just a symptom of the problem here. You know, that's just the symptom. That's just the bloody wound. The real cancer on this team is the owner. And the cancer is his stupidity and his heightened sense of worth and his belief he can outsmart all the real football people. He just thinks he's so much better than he is. He's kind of like Dave. And what's happening here is that the owners ruined the franchise.
He actually just gave you a compliment.
You never shut up. Steve, yeah. did you read
don't.
In the paper this week about the Bears going to shut Dublin,
up.
Ireland on July 27th?
Weasel.
Well, that's right.
Dwarf.
They're playing a preseason Dwarf game weasel. There. That's the truth.
Dwarf.
Maybe they'll learn
weasel.
Something in a foreign country.
Weasel. I don't know.
Catchy,
you know
isn't it?
And now all these days. Guys are saying how the Bears should have played their kids, played their kids. We got to see what
and
we got. The coaches see
sports.
What they've got every day in practice.
That's true.
And if Shane Matthews can't beat out Dave Craig in practice,
Dwarf. Weasel.
He should not be on the field during the games. You know what I mean, Bob?
I agree with you, Steve.
It's Fair ridiculous. Point. The coaches know exactly
Dead
what they
Dave.
Have. And this,
it's
oh, we've
Christmas,
got. As
elf.
Soon as you give people playing time in sports, as soon
elf.
As you give them something they don't deserve, it ruins
Easy,
the
man.
Whole it ruins the whole game.
Come and get it, Dave.
That's the problem here.
A meal, not a snack.
Steve Stenstrom will be back next year, Steve. Brighter days
Steve
are coming.
Steve Stenstrom, oh, come on, Woo. Bob.
Weasel.
The team's never been in worse shape.
No, that's not true.
They've never been in worse
no,
shape.
No, there was a period when George Halas went off to the war in 1941,
Why?
And it was bad. But when
wait
he came back, he
wait
won a championship.
I'm
talking
wait
modern
a minute,
times.
Wait a minute.
I look
Since
at the
did you just talk about
Steve.
1941?
Sure.
What do you know about what the Bears were doing
hey,
in 1941?
If it wasn't for looking back at teams, what would you have to exist in the last Jeez,
I asked
40
you,
years of your life.
I asked you, what happened in 41?
I'm serious.
What happened in 41?
The Bears took a crash. George Halas went into the Army when he came back. The first year back, they won a championship.
Who said
what I'm
that?
Trying to say is
there
tradition.
There were five teams
and tradition,
then.
Packer Dave. Look, the Packers haven't been to, when was the last time they were in a Super Bowl? 28 years ago?
1968.
How many? Let's count. You can't count that high.
Okay, what? Dude, you count.
The fact is, if you didn't have the Packer tradition to go back on, you'd have nothing.
Damn it.
Because you've had nothing for 28 years.
Damn it.
Don't you understand this?
What about what's happening right now, Len?
Well,
it's hopeless.
We don't have to go that far back. The Bears did win a Super Bowl back in 86.
Oh, please.
Go
man.
Ahead.
Remember?
Let it flow.
You remember that?
I know. It was
that,
the dark
that,
days in Green Bay.
That was 13.
There were clouds and storms coming in. There were blizzards and snow. Ooh, it was cold. You couldn't even roast a brat outside.
I liked him better last week.
But you could you drink. Couldn't even go ice fishing.
But he could drink. You, Leonard.
Drinking, he always drinks.
Yeah, there was
hot
drinking.
Hot buttered rum.
Lots
as long as the rum
drinking.
Flowed.
If it wasn't for limes and Corona, he'd starve to death.
That's why his name is Pablo Packer Dave.
Oh, boy. You guys are so
Pablo.
Funny. This is the funniest you guys
have ever. Did you ever notice his neck is like a long neck bottle? Out of Miller bottle?
Right, now it's sliding. Okay.
No,
now,
it's
let's
true.
Get back. Let's, okay.
Just an observation,
come
Packer
on,
Dave.
Please. Let's go back to
you
these
know,
now. He's
I had,
a lot
got
of
my new binoculars here so I could see you today.
Next.
He is the smallest thing on the earth. And you know nothing about sports.
You know, all right, wait, it's interesting, Dave. It's interesting how the motto of sports radio nightly has become kind of the motto of your life. Let's keep our business and ourselves in a liquid position.
All right, and with that, we'll take our final break. So stay right there, and we'll hear more of these prepared Bears fans. The season's over for them. All they've got to do is work
Dave,
on this show, and they're
whatever
doing a damn
team.
Good job.
Wait a second, whatever team the Packers are going to play?
Yeah,
that's our team, right, Steve?
Good, Len.
Is this on?
It's stellar. Back after this.
Shut up, dumbass. I'm trying to listen.
Nothing says I love you, I'm thinking about you, or I miss you, like a beautiful bouquet of fresh flowers from ProFlowers.com. Flowers are a festive way to dress up a birthday, holiday, or anniversary. Plus, prices start at $19.99 and include a free vase. Every bouquet is guaranteed to last at least 7 days. To send a thoughtful bouquet, go to ProFlowers.com/radio. And to receive this special offer, enter code MELLOW. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, code MELLOW.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Bears-Packers Showdown! And now here he is, Packer Dave!
Thank you very much, studio announcer and Bob Greenberg's broadcast mentor, Ira Tating. That's right, this is the Bears-Packers Showdown. I am Packer Dave. The Packers win the NFC Central, retain home field advantage.
Who cares?
And march towards the Super Bowl. Thank you.
Yeah, they're going to walk all the way there, aren't they? March on down to New Orleans.
Along with Len Ackerman and Steve Cohn and Sports Radio 90.
By the way,
Sports
Dave,
Bob,
I've been informed by our president that your credentials are ready for the Super Bowl.
We have credentials
and,
for the Super Bowl for the fourth consecutive
I don't know
year.
How the heck you did it. But, of course,
lie.
This year you're going to go
you
prepared.
Lie is what you do.
This year.
You blatantly lie about what you do.
No, this year.
See,
this
and
year,
that gets you in if they don't check you out.
I taught him that.
This year we're
here to discuss this and more.
Wait a minute.
Come in the door.
Let him talk.
Wait a minute.
I'm already in. Why would I go in the door?
With
I'll
your Super
anyway.
Bowl credentials, there's a special package. We've got bail money for you.
I'm not going. Dork
decorated.
Going.
Oh, you're going.
Oh, and talking
you're
about
going.
Dork Boy. We went to dinner the other night. Now,
look
there, are
how
a lot
he changes
of good
the subject.
There are a lot of good Dork Boy stories. But we went to dinner
the other
night.
How come you're the only one telling them?
Because I'm the lucky guy that gets to be exposed to him so many hours of the week, for crying
exposed
out loud.
Exposed to him? What is he, a flasher?
All right, so we went to our to trade up at Flanagan's.
Wait,
and
how long have
I,
you had this trade?
It's Dork Boy!
Would you know, burn it out already? 2 days, he burned out
and
your trade?
It just happened I was a little bit short on tip money this one particular
shocking.
Occasion. Okay. So I had a few bucks, and I said, Steve, you know, you got a few. I mean, you know, you got a few bucks, and, well, I don't really. I got a couple. And I said, well, I'll go get some change from your car. And he says, I'd rather have you go to the bank. So, but instead, I went in the car. I got his change. Okay. So dinner's over, and the tip's on the table. We dump the change out. All the change is on the table. Dork Boy counts out every nickel and dime till he hits 15%. There's two nickels left, and he says, I'll keep these, and puts them in his pocket. That's a true story, folks. Go ahead.
How long have you had this trade?
He's a dork for the holidays.
That's right. That's true. And this is what I work with every day. Can you believe this guy is the president of the company? He sticks two nickels. I thought it was funny when he quit his own company, but this topped it all. Now, what do you say about this?
How long have we had this
trade? No, answer the question. Why'd you put those two nickels?
How long have we had this trade?
I don't know. A couple months. Why'd you put
a couple months, and you took the mother, the girlfriend, the family.
Burned it out.
That's right. And the trade is courtesy of what? Our company?
God, you're a dork.
Hey, why did you put two nickels in your pocket? Answer the question. Why'd you put two nickels in your pocket?
Dave, obviously, it was two nickels more than you had in your pocket.
Despite all their injuries, made a valiant effort of it.
Ooh, hoo, 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 what a dork.
Hey, why'd you put the two nickels
how
in?
Long
come
did,
on.
How long did Hypo spend
Please.
Putting these together?
All right, this has got to go. Okay, give the Steve.
See, this is what I was telling you about today.
Go back to Steve.
Now
back
you understand.
Steve. Back to Steve.
Okay.
That's a true story, folks.
Good. This is not my wish list.
And you know, by the way, I'm waiting for business cards. They're $11, but instead we print them out on the computer and have people that we pay $10 an hour to tear the perforated ones.
What are you talking about? What has this got to do with football, idiot boy?
I just had to mention that two nickel thing. Okay, sorry, Len. Go ahead.
If I were you, I would give up my job.
What are you, crazy?
Leave town.
I built this
company. Get on the Greyhound. Yeah,
I built this company for
Play-Doh.
These stupid people.
Lincoln Logs.
What are you talking about? I leave the thing.
Then,
crashing.
If you're such a great man, how come I haven't been paid yet? Nor Steve.
I don't.
If you're going to take responsibility, where are the guests? Where is content?
The guests.
Where's
we don't have
anything
a phone
to
line.
Do with sports?
I.
Why don't you? Why don't you put together a show that's comprehensive, has some content, has some information that
you'd
the
be
fans.
Off. You'd be off the
fine.
Show then.
If you could do it, I'd stand aside.
Okay.
But it'll never happen.
Okay. I'll take you up on that offer.
Yeah, right.
You, right now.
You're right. And you're giving up drinking, too, right?
Well, let's
yeah,
not go
right.
that far.
I know.
Let's not push it, Len.
And you aren't going to spend this summer on a chain gang. That community service. What was
Len,
that, Ben?
You know
we won't get into
more
that.
About
we won't
those
get into
that.
Things
that
Steve,
do, yeah.
if
Dave.
You're down south this summer, feel free to litter anywhere because you know Dave will be right behind you picking it up.
Len, how
Dave
can a
takes
guy
off
with
every
your
Friday.
Checkered past
takes off
be
every
pointing.
Friday?
Not every Friday. Well, you know, he's off every day.
It's an alcoholiday.
Oh, is that what it is?
Funny. Okay, Bob, let's roll that Jim Hunter.
All right, here
no,
it is.
No.
I'm talking with Jim Hunter, who does the pregame and halftime shows on CBS Radio. And, Jim, first of all, welcome to the Bears-Packers Showdown.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Bob. Merry Christmas.
Well, same to you, Jim. What is it like to do pregame and halftime for Sunday night and Monday night football on national radio week after week?
Well, it's a combination of fun and to be honest with you, sometimes frustrations because we follow all of this great action, in particular the Sunday games, and you know we have all these great ideas, and we try to put as much information as we can into the shows, and sometimes you just flat run out of time. But it's fun and it's challenging to try to get as much information into the time slot that we have, and you know the mandatory commercial breaks, and we do have one rule: we're not allowed to miss kickoff or they notice. So it's a lot of fun, though. It gives you a different perspective than when you're at the game because basically you're setting the scene and then handing it over to the guys at the field to give you the action.
On Monday night, you get a lot of the top-notch players and coaches. How difficult is that to do?
Well, it just takes a lot of legwork, and you know the producers have more of a role in that than I actually do. But we always talk on Sunday night, looking for some game breaker ideas of guys that may have had big games on Sunday, or controversial endings, or maybe a fluke way of winning or losing a game, and then hope that some of those folks are available. And you know sometimes it'll take 7-8 phone calls for one of those to happen, and the player actually to get on the phone to us on Monday. And you know you spend about 4 hours in the studio preparing for what ends up being a 10-minute halftime show because of the time frame involved and hoping that your schedule fits their schedule. And, you know, most of the players are cooperative. They understand that if we're calling, being that we're the network and we're sort of front runners, they must have done something well. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on the phone. And they enjoy talking because, you know, let's face it, these guys have a lot of pride. And anytime they have a good day or a big afternoon or a big game, they're flattered to go on and talk about it. So I find most of the people very engaging.
Jim, with the Green Bay Packers beating Minnesota on Sunday by a score of 38-10, they clinch home field advantage for the entire playoffs. How good do you think Green Bay is, and how far do you think they will go? What does it mean to them to have home field advantage in Green Bay so that if you see a Dallas or San Francisco, they'll have to play the Packers in Green Bay?
Well, I think it's huge because, for one thing, if they do, in fact, have to meet up with the Cowboys, which they might not have to do based on the way that it goes until the NFC title game, their recent history of playing the Cowboys in Dallas is not very good. They haven't won down there since Mike Holmgren took over. It's six or seven straight losses since their loss down there this year. And just for their own thoughts about that, having a team like Dallas have to come into Green Bay, it will remove all of that self-doubt that they can, in fact, compete with them. I think if it had been reversed, if they had the same kind of year and were a good team but still had to go on the road to win a game in Dallas, it would have been a lot more difficult for them. I do think they're the best team, and I think not only the home field, but the home field in Green Bay in January gives them a tremendous edge of gaining the wins they need to get to the Super Bowl, because let's face it, that's all that is going to be talked about the week leading up to the game with the opposing team.
Thank you very much. Wow, Bob Greenberg. Bob, I got to congratulate on that one.
Hard-hitting.
And Jim Hunter.
You know what? I've heard the only other job that Bob would be qualified for, besides being an interviewer, is to be the mechanical pitching machine at one of those batting cages, because he just loves softball after softball.
All right, good. And now to hear to read this week's scheduled games. Here he is, Len Ackerman. Go ahead, Len.
There are no more games, idiot.
Oh, thought I'd catch you.
Boy, you're slick. Okay.
Have another Dave, shot. Have another drink.
Ooh, Dave's got AA on speed dial. Now the Packers have the bye week, and coming in after that, two more games at Lambeau Field. If they can win those two games,
it's going to be the two toughest games of your little life, you weasel.
Head right into the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but
right.
Now
it's going to be so easy, right?
And watch out for the 49ers.
But what are the walleye hitting on, Dave?
Who knows? Call Chester Markle. He would know. He would know about that. And
what happens if Favre does go down? Then what?
It's not. You've been talking about that all year. And
I'm
Jim
waiting.
McMahon. Jim McMahon played.
Oh, wow.
It's great to see one of those washed-up Bears. Your washed-up Super Bowl quarterback.
Limping.
Limping, decrepit quarterback. Backing up our Brett Favre. So it'll be nice that he can back into another ring and Super Bowl ring.
This is what's called counting chickens before they're hatched.
I know.
And I tell you, folks, the Packers look stronger than any team in the league, and it shouldn't be a problem. Now, next week will be a best
a
of
game?
Show.
Best of?
There will be a best of show next week because
best
the Packers.
Of? Worst of?
Worst of? Week. So these guys won't.
So what does that mean? It's going to just be an hour of you talking to yourself. Is that it?
No. We'll pick some of the best bits out of the whole year of the Bears Packers show.
That's what I mean. An hour of you talking to yourself.
And.
Let's go to the phones, Dave. Let's go to the phones.
And after that, we will be back live the following week, just like we are every week. Very live. So, all right, Steve. Now, what do you think about the Super Bowl, the playoffs, and who's your pick to go all the way? I know you won't say the Packers.
How's this on?
Yeah, it's
this
on.
Go. No, Len, let's talk about Dave's form.
Wait.
Let's talk back about Dave. How happy Dave is right now.
I am.
Dave, you know what? You shouldn't drive tonight. You should not drive at all. You should stay off the roads. Luckily, the office is right near your home, and you can
garden apartment. Garden apartment.
The hole in the ground.
The garden apartment.
What's going to be your New Year's resolution this year, Dave?
Actually, my New Year's resolution this year is... All right, that's the end of the show in Sturgeon Bay. So it's close to 10 o'clock. I guess
let's go back. Wait, let's read
I guess that.
That
will, Dave, we'll Dave, be okay with that.
What's your New Year's resolution going to be?
But this is why we
don't
go live all the
Dave,
time.
What's your new,
we're live tonight.
What's your New Year's resolution
going to
be?
Shut up,
what's your New Year's resolution going to be, Dave?
This year, to do as much business as I possibly can. And to make a lot of money. That's right. That's
right.
He wants
to be criminal of the year.
It's the cut is
you should talk. You should talk.
It's going to be
the
cut.
You've got more experience with the attorneys than anybody.
If you want to do business, I'm sure it's...
Well, you keep talking. The only reason you get any money is because I make sales for this place and put it in your big old fat pocket.
So where is it? Where is it?
I think Dirk Boy's going to sign it tonight.
Yeah,
I think Dirk Boy's signing tonight.
Yeah, right. Thanks. Thank you, Dave.
Okay, Steve, whip off these other ones.
The giraffe.
Nah,
go.
Dave, did you see Jerry Maguire, that new movie yet? Have you seen that one yet?
No, I have not.
Oh. Have you seen the teeth on Tom Cruise now?
Where
does he get those things constructed? You see the teeth on him? They're 3x4.
I haven't seen it.
Next.
You can listen to Dave Kaplan after the game.
Yeah.
Dave, that guy should stick
the
to
big
volleyball.
D.
Nobody
the big
knows
D.
about him.
Goodbye.
Keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
That's right, tough guy.
Come on.
Get some beers, scumbag.
Goodbye. Tell you what, Death Stick, you can just come on down here and smooch my big old white butt. Pucker up, Buttercup.
Yeah, I hear you, Fruitcake.
Oh, it's hopeless. You're a club women eat their bones.
Goodbye.
Now you ladies carry on.
Excellent.
See you later, pal. I'm going home.
Oh, no, come on, don't do that.
Have a nice life.
Wait a minute.
Boy, what a rotten program this is.
Yeah, I hear you, Fruitcake.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
For quality paint products.
Hi, everybody. This is Pat Hughes, radio voice of the Chicago Cubs, and I would like to invite you to check out Baseball Voices, the Hall of Fame series. These commemorative audio tributes celebrate the greatest baseball announcers of all time. Harry Carey, Jack Buck, Bob Uecker, Harry Callis, Marty Brenneman, Red Barber, Milo Hamilton, and Dave Niehaus. These CDs are a collection of highlights, history, humorous stories, and Hall of Fame speeches. Available now at baseballvoices.com. That's baseballvoices.com.